Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance because I think it'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. I know that you'll enjoy spending some time with our Brain Trust members in the archives and reading the articles. You can subscribe to my newsletter. You can check out the blog, which is there. It's not like anybody else's blog. And I know you wouldn't expect anything different from me. And you can either come and get the blog or we'll send it to you. Either way, we'll do whatever you want. And don't forget the archives and the replays of all of our shows have a handy little fast forward and rewind button. So if you come to the part where I'm talking, you can fast forward right over that to the good stuff where my guests are talking. Like Robert Gordman. Robert is our new friend. He's the president of Gordman Group, a consulting group, works with senior management of lots of companies, especially big companies, but he's got a small business message for us too, and he's the author of the new book, The Must-Have Customer: 7 Steps to Winning the Customer You Haven't Got. Robert, welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Congratulations on your new book.
Thank you.
I know what it's like to birth a book. We've just published our second one, and it's a great feeling to get it off your chest, out of your computer, and into print, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And it's like birthing a baby, basically, isn't it?
Except longer.
Exactly. Yeah, longer gestation period. I want to read something from your book, Robert. I know you hate it when people do that, so I'm going to go ahead and do this. Robert says, ladies and gentlemen, companies don't die of natural causes. Management kills them. And death doesn't come suddenly. It happens one customer at a time. Robert, talk to us about that.
Well, businesses get built one customer at a time, and they die one customer at a time. And unfortunately, particularly in this world of difficult business, where most businesses are simply just eking out a modest profit, the world is focused on short-term, or I should say our stock market particularly, is focused on quarterly results and short-term results, which causes people to do things without thinking about the future, and in their haste to make the quarter or make the year, do things that start to deteriorate their core customer base, and these are the customers that keep them profitable.
That is a story that I'm so glad to hear you say that, Robert, because that's a song I've been singing now for a long time. I've been writing about it. I wrote a couple of articles on this topic, Robert, and the titles are Customer, What Customer? You know, that's the focus of the article. We got all these companies out there, including small companies, who, if you almost get the idea that that if you said to them, what about the customer, they say, what customer? What do you think?
No, yeah, absolutely. And the reason we wrote the book, we basically wrote the book as a toolkit, and it's designed to help businesses become and stay profitable. Companies get into a difficult situation where their actual business model isn't working. And because the business model isn't working and they don't have a model for sustained profitability, they're forced into these short-term decisions that
and crisis management.
Absolutely. And so the bottom line is they wind up in order to achieve these short-term results, they damage their company's long-term.
Right. Right, exactly. They hurt the goose instead of collecting the eggs. They go ahead and go after the goose. Yeah, it's really sad. And in terms of small business, Robert, what I see happening more, small businesses are not as bad about disregarding the customer maybe as some big companies are. But what I think we do that is so terminal is we try to do business with too many people. We try to go after what you call the wrong customer. Talk to us about that.
Well, particularly entrepreneurs, although I shouldn't say that because certainly I've seen CEOs of Fortune 500 companies with the same attitude, believe that any business is good business. If we can generate sales, we're on our way to success. And unfortunately, our experience proves that that's not really true. The issue becomes if your business is designed to do business with a particular customer. Just for example, let's say that you've built a business model that provides excellent service to your customers, and you deliver next day and just provide really good quality service. The problem is when you get a customer that's interested in price and doesn't really care about the quality of your service, they're going to push you on price, and they're going to want better pricing because they don't want to pay for the level of service you're delivering. And if you come from the school that says any business is good business, mm-hmm. you may take the position that says, well, let's give them a special price this time just to get right. the order. And now you've started a negative cycle that's impacting your whole business. You've changed your reason for being.
And you've joined a price war. And one of the things that we say on this show, Robert, is the price war is over. And for small business, and small business is lost. The war is over. We lost. Don't fight that war.
Well, everybody can't fight that war. Some companies, if you gear up to fight that war, you can certainly do it. But if your business is designed around, in the book we talk about a concept we call sweet spots.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really creating a unique position that sets you apart from your competition and really tends to insulate you from your competition. And that's, you know, going back to the example we were talking about a minute ago, if your sweet spot is delivering absolutely superior service to your customers, and that's what sets you apart, the minute you start to erode that to play in the price game,
mm-hmm.
you're heading in a direction you're probably not going to like long term. So this idea of creating a sweet spot, which in the book we talk about not only how you do that, but also some quite a few case studies on companies that have successfully done that.
Well, Robert, that's what I want to do. We're going to take a quick break here because we've got some sweet spots we got to take care of here for about 3 minutes. When we come back, Robert's going to help us define and develop and execute on those sweet spots that you and I both need. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Robert Gordman is our guest. He's the author of the new book, The Must-Have Customer. Stay with us.
No woman just to call my special friend.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're talking with our new friend Robert Gordman, G-O-R-D-M-A-N, if you're Googling him. If you're looking for him on any of the online bookstores or talking to your local bookstore and saying, I want that new book by Robert Gordman, you got to know how to spell his name. The book is called The Must-Have Customer, 7 Steps to Winning the Customer You Haven't Got. Robert, tell us where the book's available, please.
Well, the book's available at all the major bookstores, Barnes & Noble, Borders, all the airport bookstores, and, of course, Amazon and Barnes & Noble and the other online booksellers.
And you have a website of your own?
We do. We actually have two. For the book, it's musthavecustomer.com.
Okay.
And our consulting group is gordmangroup.com.
And let's get back into the... By the way, on the website for the book, can they read a little bit about the book, see the table of contents, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. They can download the introductory chapter, which overviews the entire book.
That's a good introduction, too, folks. I've spent a little time in that. Robert, let's get back to the sweet spot. I like the way you talk about the sweet spot in your book. Tell us how remind us quickly what it is. Tell us how to get one and how to maintain it.
Okay. Well, Jim, a sweet spot is all about building a company that's a little bit different than everybody else. And some of the examples I like to use, because everybody gets to see them firsthand, is if you look at a company like Target, very successful retailer, and Target owns the idea of cool.
Mm-hmm.
They own something that's different, new, innovative, fun, and they can put their stores right across the street from Walmart, the largest corporation in the world.
And they do,
and they successfully do business. So
mm-hmm.
on one corner, you have a big box store that owns cool, and on the other corner, you have a big box store that owns price. And they're able to survive successfully together because there's different customers in the world. The must-have customer for Target and very often is different than the must-have customer for Walmart.
Well, and typically, Target is not as big a hike as it is to get to Walmart.
You mean just in
just
terms
physically,
of store size?
In terms of physical, you don't have to. The hike is not quite as much to get to Walmart. Well, I mean, Target to me is like the anti-Walmart.
Well, Jim, it's certainly different than Walmart. I don't know
yeah.
if I'd quite use that term. They're
but,
just,
you know, it's
two
it's,
very smart companies
mm-hmm.
that do business in a different way.
How do we convert that to, what lessons can we learn from those two, from Target, for example, for our small businesses? Because all around those Targets are lots of little small businesses.
Absolutely, and it's rare. You know, you hear so many stories about Walmart and all the small companies they put out of business. I think the unfortunate reality is those companies actually commit suicide.
Yeah.
I don't think Walmart kills them.
Well, and some of them jump way too early. I mean, I think some people see all that coming in, the big boxes coming into their market. And they throw their hands up and they're doomed from the beginning instead of trying to compete on the way they should.
Well, exactly, and competing is again a topic we talk about in the must-have customer. Competing usually does not end up in success. Serving customers is what creates a successful business, not competing with
mm-hmm.
another company in your industry.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, you know, Walmart or Target or another big box store opens up and a small business says, well, I'm going to compete with them. Well, when $34 billion Kmart said they were going to compete with Walmart on price, they were in bankruptcy in 4 months.
Exactly.
So you can't compete with them. So what you have to do is build a business that's compatible with them, that can capitalize on the traffic they generate, and this is where the idea of a sweet spot comes in. And not to focus the discussion this morning too much on retail, one of the companies that I talk a lot about in our book is a company called Lincoln Plating, which is a plating company, and today they're the largest plating company in the United States. When I started working with them about 13, 14 years ago, they were about a tenth the size that they are today. And they have built a sweet spot in the plating industry by doing technically difficult plating in large production runs, which is very different in that industry. And today, they're Harley-Davidson's number one supplier.
Hmm.
So sweet spot is not just a retail concept.
Mm-hmm.
Another great example that everybody's familiar with is a little company called Quicken,
right,
that has carved out a sweet spot in financial software, and remarkably, Microsoft, one of the richest corporations in the world, can't beat them at it.
Mm-hmm.
So sweet spot is a very, very powerful concept, and again,
it can happen, and any company can accomplish it, can't they?
Absolutely. I think it's just a matter of one of the things that we talk a lot
Robert,
about.
Robert, I, pardon me. I know you're getting ready to say something really profound, but it's going to take longer than I have to go. Will you hold that profound thought and come back another day and give it to us again?
You bet.
The book is called The Must-Have Customer. Robert Gordman is the author, and he's got more to tell us. We've got more to learn from Robert. Robert, we're looking forward to getting you back again already.
Okay, Jim.
Thanks a lot for being here. Good job. Quick break, right back with Skip Miller. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
Later, alligator. After a while, crocodile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.